This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm amazed at the ignorance of leftists. And I'm like many of you who ask me all the time, Kevin, do they really believe it? I don't believe they believe their nonsense. I really don't. I think they say one thing publicly as they do something privately. And I think there are many examples of this. I've written about it many times. I wrote about it in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. Leftists lie. We want more taxes. No, they don't. They want more taxes for you. It's like a fortune cookie where everything that you get in your fortune cookie, you say in bed, like, you will be wonderfully received in bed. Well, with leftists, it's for you. I want more taxes for you. You know, they don't believe it. And as I documented, like Madonna as an example, she won't let her daughter watch her own videos, but her videos are fine for you. John Kerry got out of his attacks on his yacht, the Esmeralda, and he parked it in another state so he wouldn't have to pay Massachusetts taxes. See, taxes are for you, not for him. Barbara Streisand put a home in her husband's name because she wanted to avoid the estate tax on that home. Because, again, taxes are for you. And I could go down the list. They don't believe any of their nonsense. They talk about gun control, but what do they do? They get security who have what? Guns? And if they don't have security that has guns, you know what they do? They get guns. Chuck Schumer has a gun license. Yet he will come on to guns are bad. Guns. They're not good for you, but they're good for him. And in this most recent thing, which I'm not going to cover much today. I mean, I will touch on it a little bit, but targeting Trump. And they are calling it a criminal investigation. They get the FBI involved because there may be a national archive issue. Let me ask you, do you think Trump is sharing secrets with the Russians or the Chinese? Maybe he's in bed with the top Chinese spy, or maybe he's taking money from some Russian oligarch, or maybe Donald Trump is hiding all his little rendezvous with hookers that he has on videotape and he doesn't want people to know, or maybe he's taking kickbacks from one of his sons in an illicit business deal that involves Ukraine? Is there any of that kind of evidence that they may be trying to get from this man? They openly target a man who has been investigated ad nauseum and who has been proven to be more pious than the Pope. You can't get more holy than Donald Trump. He's as clean as they come. And how do we know this? Because they have taken a microscope, an electron microscope, up his anus and looked into the bowels of his soul, and they find nothing. And yet, they still want to investigate him. They raid his home. They've raided his attorney's homes. They've tormented everybody around him. Anybody that mentions Trump's name is on target for something. If you mention his name on social media, you hit a hit list. And Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, says, oh, you're on a targeted list because you're an insurgent. They create story after story about him. They have people demonizing what could only be described as one of America's best citizens if you measure on a lot of different levels, and one of them being economic development, people that he has helped. And certainly his presidency has done nothing to stain what America's about. His slogan is Make America Great Again, and the secondary slogan is America First. What more do you want? Oh, I see why they hate him now. I get it. Trump being targeted, even Democrats have to take pause. Look, they may like that Trump is being targeted. There are people dancing on his grave prematurely, by the way. But they also realize, many of them do, not the stupid ones, the super stupid. They're all stupid, but the super stupid ones don't realize it. But the stupid ones are going, wait a minute, I get the bigger picture aspects of this. I understand the ramifications of what's happened here. This isn't about searching Trump. This is telling us, and none of you are above, and I've said this in many of the two or three episodes we've had about this before, so I'm not saying anything new, but I'm telling you, this realization is hitting people that there is no protection. The government's not protecting you. I heard they searched Melania's wardrobe. Really? I mean, I don't know what this search warrant entails, but if you're searching, it's probably BS, because by the way, there's a lot of BS that we're going to talk about today, because I saw a couple of headlines that I went, what are you talking about? That's just complete misinformation. It's meant to misdirect, and I'll get into one of those here in the next segment. But Melania's wardrobe, seriously, I don't know that I believe this story, because I think people just say put things on there to get you to click. It's clickbait. Because the FBI search warrant couldn't possibly be. What do they expect to find? Fashion sense? Something, by the way, sorely missing from Michelle Obama's wardrobe. Maybe the FBI, Michelle Obama said, look, why y'all over there? Can you look at Melania's wardrobe? Because I need some hints. There's more proof, folks, of leftist idiocy, and we're going to get into it today. Let me give you some examples. I guarantee you, and again, retread, but we'll put some different things on it just to prove it, because I was having this discussion with my number one fan, Andy, and he says, Kevin, I like when you talk about metaphors. And I said, how could I not? It's the same subjects over and over and over. Targeting of Republicans, targeting of conservatives, targeting of Christians, etc. What else could I add? The only flavor you add to it is what is happening at the day. It's all metaphorical. What's the metaphor for the FBI raiding a former president of the United States under the guise that he didn't give information to the National Archive? Okay, well, explain to me what national security alert that we needed to do this. What are the left going to use to justify something so profound? Senator Tim Scott is asking this question. We'll play a clip of him as well. But as I was going to say, leftists don't care about crime. Hunter Biden's a criminal. Hillary Clinton's a criminal. Joe Biden is the big guy. We know this. They could follow the money and make sure we all are aware of this right now. But they don't want to do it because it doesn't fit the narrative. And that's what we've got to get to the bottom of is, how do we expose these frauds that want you to believe the unbelievable?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are and we're only here for everybody's safety today. We planned for the worst, hope for the best, and it seems like that's what we have out here today.
Yeah.
Normally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe.
Yeah!
Oh, boy, people are fighting the lockdown all over the country. Governors are being, people are dismissing the governors and the mayors of these cities. Oh, they're arresting a few folks. They're going to do these Gestapo tactics. Never in America, at any time in America would I believe that a healthy person wanting to go to a gym or wanting to go out to a park could get arrested. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. KevinJacksonShow.com. Oh my gosh. Oh shoot, what happened? There we go. So yeah, this is just, it's draconian to say the least when you know, we've grown up free, and that freedom is under attack. But let me tell you, that's actually a good thing. Not that we're under attack. It's a good thing that people are experiencing it, that they're going, what just happened here? How in the world am I not able to go do this? This is something we don't understand that feeling. We've never been imprisoned. We've never been enslaved. And so it's now, it's fight or flight, and we're fighting. There were, I talked about this the other day. There was a flotilla in Florida. You had to see it. One of my friends was actually there with her family and said, you wouldn't believe it, Kevin. She goes, we were out on the water, and all these boats were just Trump, bump, bump, bump. All across the nation. The news media is not going to show you these, but all across the nation, people are gathering in parks and beaches, etc., and they're loving freedom. I want you to think about that from a concept point of view. Forget the nonsense. It's all the white noise. What are people enjoying when they get out of their house? What are they finally feeling, right? They're feeling that sense of freedom. They had never been enslaved. They'd never been put away. You ever been in a closet or put in? I mean, I remember one time my older brother, he would put, you know, lock me in a closet, and I'd beat on it. Blah, 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 you better let me out. You better let me out. Well, I would get out. You know what it felt like? Excuse me. It felt like freedom. That extra little space. So people got out of their houses and went, you know, somewhere else, and they felt that extra space. They had never felt entrapped. That feeling you had as a child, where you were afraid because you got in a confined area, it came back. And then it got relaxed, and you felt what, folks? Give me the word. I want to hear it. I want to hear you say it. Freedom. That's what you felt. Now, let's talk about Make America Great Again. Let's talk about the thing that defines the American spirit, all of it. What defines us? If you were to give me one word, I've given you a clue. If you were to give me one word that defines that for you, what would that word be? Now, mine is freedom. I don't know what yours is. Mine is the ability to go do what I want to do, be what I want to be with whom I want to be with, etc. That freedom. That's what we're all seeking. That's what, believe it or not, the LGBT community, what they want is their version of freedom. Let me have sex with whomever I choose. Okay, if that's what you define as freedom, have it. It isn't my definition, but have it. Think of the millions and millions of people who never thought about freedom. What does freedom, maybe I'm over-glamorizing it here, but when I think of freedom, I think of that flag. I think of the military. I think of capitalism and all those things that allow me to have this freedom. That's what I think of. And what I'm getting at is millions of more Americans now have that feeling. They're out there going, you know what? I hadn't thought about this until they locked me down. Hadn't felt that. They know Trump is fighting to get rid of this dreaded Chinese Wuhan, the whole thing. He's doing his part, but people are fighting him. They're fighting against freedom. Look, I don't know why all this is playing into Trump's hands. I have my suspicions. I believe that God is watching all of this. That's why we're making MAGA the movie. A big, beautiful movie, and Mexico is going to pay for it. And it's about why God chose Trump. That's what we're talking about. That's what we feel like has happened. I don't know if you feel that way, but we do. People all over the country, folks, are ecstatic about our president. They can't wait to vote for this man. I suspect you're among them. I believe that you wish you could vote today, right now. You would get off your butt. You'd go do it. If they said, everybody who could get here in the next hour, you're going to pick the president, we would have more conservatives rushing to the polls than any other group. I'm convinced of this. I'm convinced if you were allowed to, you'd vote multiple times for him. If, I mean, whatever it would take, you would do it. I'm not saying illegally. I'm saying whatever you would be allowed to do in order to further the cause of conservatism, a.k.a. Donald Trump, you'd be willing to do it. I guarantee you, folks, Democrats are not chomping at the bit to vote for Joe Biden. And they're not chomping at the bit to vote for anything that has to do with the Democrats. Democrats are leaving their party, and for good reason. They get it. There is a large faction of Democrats out there who say, we're done with this party because we figured them out. The people that we thought had our best interests in mind don't. And I'm telling you, all of this corona, all these things are playing into the hands. If you don't believe me, go look at the polling on, you know, how Trump's doing in the wake of the coronavirus, in the wake of whatever scandals that are out there. I don't know of any that are out there for him. I know of a lot of them out there for Democrats. But go look at any of the polling, and you know what you get? You get a horrible surprise if you're a Democrat. If you're a Republican, you get a great surprise. Donald Trump holds his own in every poll. I saw one, though. It had to be like CNN, Wall Street Journal, Joe Biden gaining on Trump. If you want to believe that, believe it. I live in the real world. I know where things are. I know how people are thinking. I also talk to them. And there's no amount of leftism that will convince me otherwise that Donald Trump is way ahead. Anyway, crazy, more craziness when we get back. Tennis ball.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Iran has agreed to release 4 jailed Americans and place them under house arrest with the intention of allowing them to travel to the United States in the coming weeks. following a month-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration. That's according to a statement from the family's lawyer. At least 36 people have been killed by devastating wildfires on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Hawaii resident Jordan Sarabe, who lost his home to the flames, describes his experience escaping the destruction.
I had to drive through flames. You know, there was a van and a house already on fire. The smoke was going over the road. Literally don't know what's on the other side of me. And just hoping and praying I don't hit anyone. I don't hit a car and get stuck. The van next to me doesn't explode.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, FEMA and the Red Cross now stepping in to help people who lost their homes. Tim Berg, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Yeah, it is Washington, D.C. And Alita, you were actually in the courtroom. What was the atmosphere like? How did the jury react? What happened in the atmosphere right there in the courtroom when it was revealed that Hillary Clinton herself approved of this scheme?
We've all been watching this for days, and I plan on being there every single day to make sure I hear every bit of testimony. This was amazing. I never heard so many pens click and start immediately writing. I got reporters asking me for clarification. What did that mean? What did that mean? Are they in trouble? And I said, that was very big. That was very big. He just cut it right to the top. And thank you very much, Robbie Mook, for what you did today. Made it very clear there was a phone call. She paid Fusion GPS through her campaign, through her lawyers, and that she was actually told that there were papers provided that had not been verified, that she had not, and they said we had no DNS expertise. We just figured the media would take it and do their own vetting. Now, remember, the media that they went to was Slate. It was not the New York Times. It was not the Wall Street Journal, which maybe is a little bit more sophisticated. It was Slate. On top of that, this was the same time that she was deleting emails and that she was having her own problems with her servers. So she and her team have an October surprise. And this has been a real big theme by the Durham team. And it's exactly what happened. And then October 31st, ironically, she retweets Jake Sullivan's tweet that, oh, my God, cybersecurity, crimes. Trump has a server with Alpha Bank. Complete lie.
Yeah.
I play that clip not to enlighten you in any way, because we already know what we know. We knew Hillary Clinton was over the misinformation. We knew that the Democrats colluded with all of this. There you have it. Confirmation of what we already know. 2,000 mules. Did you really need to see it to get confirmation? Of course not. But it's good that we have geo-tracking, the digital footprint of these 2,000 mules, which for the record, there were probably 10,000 mules. It's what Dinesh said when I was with him a couple days ago, 3 days ago. I'm glad you guys are back. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we're covering psychology today. And the reason why I covered this might be a better Friday show in the sense that I'm not interested in how many people got killed over the weekend or what is the next, you know, leftist, I'm going to clean it up, but peccadillo here, whatever they're doing. What I want to talk to you about is how these people can deal with the psychology of being wrong and how you need to deal with it. And I told you in the first hour of this program, the broadcast today, three simple words to get the left to back off. You are wrong. That's what you tell them. You're a racist. You are wrong. What do you mean I'm wrong? You know, and you say, in fact, once you say you are wrong, you then immediately follow it with the statement that they gave you. When they say you're a racist, you go, you are wrong. You are the racist. That's how you do it. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. What it does is this. When you say to somebody, you're wrong, and you say it with enthusiasm, you don't go, you are wrong. You go, you're wrong. And they go, and there's this, what? You just called me wrong. I'm not used to people telling me that I'm wrong. And there's a chemical-ish thing that happens inside of them where they're like, whoa, and it's fight or flight. Now, either way, you win. They run away, you win. They want to fight. The next statement out of your mouth is whatever they said to you. I promise you, folks, this works. They say, Kevin, you're a racist. You are wrong. You are the racist. And they have never been called this. They've never even contemplated the idea of their racism. That's why this is such a powerful tool. You're the racist. And when you say that, you say, how can you support the party that lynched black people? Now, I don't know if they'll know that or not. Our party didn't lynch black people. It was the Republicans. Are you an idiot? You're racist? You know what? Let me compound what I said to you earlier. You are a racist and an idiot. Now you have two things. You got to go for it. Tell them everything they did. 386,000 white men, conservatives, Republicans, fighting against their white southern brothers who wanted to keep black people in bondage, and you side with the bad guys. It all changed in the 50s, Kevin. All the Democrats became Republicans. You are wrong. You have no recollection of history. You don't know your racist history, you Democrat. See, that's what you do. You push it back on them. And let me tell you what eventually happens is they walk away. Because they can't get into a battle. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the paradigm of what I've been saying earlier. This idea of what if everything you knew was wrong, proven to be wrong. Then I discuss the psychology of being wrong. And we've all felt it. We've all been there. So here's what I want to ask you right now. What changed you? See, you changed into something. You've morphed. Were you a bad guy? Were you a bad girl? What? And I'm asking you this in the sense that at some point you had a come to Jesus meeting with yourself that said, I can't continue doing X. I can't continue being X. I can't continue whatever. Pick your verb in front of it. But you decided to change. Maybe it was picking bad boys. Maybe it was picking bad girls for relationships. Maybe it was business partners. Who knows? But at some point, you said, this is not working out for me. It's like Dr. Phil always says, how's that working out for you? So, when you watch Dr. Phil, you're watching leftists at work. You're watching people with problems, and their inability to solve them themselves creates a need for Dr. Phil to say, how's that working out for you? I was talking to acquaintance, I shouldn't say a friend, but I was talking to an acquaintance who was explaining to me the cyclic nature of the work that they do. I'm using it intentionally, not using he or she. But the work that they do. And my simple question was, what do you want out of the job? And this person could not tell me. And I said, well, then don't have an expectation of how they're going to perceive you at the job if you don't know what you want out of it. See, I could answer the question what I want. Let's use my radio show. What do you want? I want maximum exposure for this show. Period.
I need somebody who understands marketing, who takes this show and says, Kevin, I love what you do. I learned so much, and I want to help you achieve your goal. Remind me, what is your goal? I want maximum exposure for this show. I want people talking about this show every day. I want them retweeting it, quoting it, pushing it out there in every way, shape, or form. And I want people to talk about the author and say, oh my gosh, man, Kevin Jackson said something so profound today. He made me think. He made me question myself. Things like that. I see it nothing more than teaching. It's a professorship. I've got tenure. Can't be fired. I can be taken down, but they can't fire me. I can still say what I say. So that's what I would answer. But there are people who don't know the answer. So guess what? If you don't know the answer, somebody's going to give you the answer. But what caused you to change from a bad boy or a bad girl or whatever it was? Did you find religion? Speaking of religion, the archbishop or somebody, maybe it's a cardinal, he's banished Pelosi to H.E. double cricket socks. She cannot have communion. I was going to say reunion. She can't have communion. It's been done before, but the Democrats are like, how dare he do that? Oh, my God. Oh, whatever. He can do what he wants. She's pro-abortion. At least we have one person in the Catholic Church who's got the cojones to push back against these evil leftists. But again, I ask you, what was your epiphany? Did, whether it's on abortion or whether it's on tax policy or whether it's on Joe Biden or whether it's on Donald Trump, when was your epiphany? When did it hit home for you? An epiphany, they write, may change your life and most likely the life of people around you. Should have put the lives, but that's okay. It could be as simple as breaking a mental model, which could open many doors or neural pathways. Let's consider interesting examples. Allegedly, Albert Einstein was struck as a young child by being given a compass. And as a young child, he was struck by the unseen forces, rather, I should say, that made the compass move. And when we come back, we're going to delve into more about this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mind blown. Ever had your mind blown? I'm talking about just like, whoa, what just happened? I often quote Descartes, "The mind once expanded never regains its original shape." I love that quote because it's so true. Once you come to a part of understanding something, I don't care whether it's how to get in from one room to the next in a escape room or a video game or something profound, something that stops you in your tracks and makes you reassess. It's called an epiphany. And people have them. They don't come often, because if you're living life and learning all the time, it's hard to have an epiphany. Anyway, I was talking about Albert Einstein, and they were in terms of discovery. And they said in 1905, after he spent an unsuccessful evening trying to reconcile Newtonian physics and Maxwell's equations, and he was taking a trolley car to his house, and he looked behind him at the receding clock tower in Bern, this is in Switzerland, and realized that if the car sped up close to the speed of light, he would see the clock slow down. With this thought, he later remarked, "A storm broke loose in my mind," which would allow him to understand special relativity. Einstein had a second epiphany 2 years later in 1907, which he called, quote, "the happiest thought of my life," when he imagined an elevator falling and realized that the passenger would not be able to tell the difference between the weightlessness of falling and the weightlessness of space, a thought which allowed him to generalize his theory of relativity to include gravity as a curvature in the space-time continuum. Inspiration struck. An epiphany. Something driving a bigger thought. Here's what they wrote in Psychology Today. "Throughout my research and discussions about epiphanies over the past couple of years, I get asked this question a lot. What do you mean by epiphany? Example. As I said in my book, everyone from Oprah Winfrey to Mutual of Omaha is talking about realizations and awakenings, and many times these are referred to as aha moments. But to me, the term is a little more casual and speaks more to everyday insights. But epiphanies, I mean major, life-changing revelations, things that have had the greatest impact on our lives." Now, why am I talking about this again? I'm talking about this because the Democrats have a lot of people who are having epiphanies. They have a lot of people who are starting to wonder, what's going on with this party? And it's starting to hit them, maybe financially. Bidenflation, gas prices. Maybe they're trying to get a home and they can't afford it. Maybe they want to sell their home, but they're concerned that they can't get another. And I don't know. But I tell you this, the best way to teach a leftist is when they have to face their demons, when they have to live their scandals. And that's exactly what's happening right now under Biden. The author of this article goes on to say, "It's been very interesting to notice that every single person I've talked to, whether the person has spiritual beliefs or not, speaks of these kind of moments with a sense of reverence. In fact, yesterday I watched Oprah disclose to the world that she just discovered she had a half-sister she had no idea about because their mother had hidden and denied it for the past 50 years. Oprah said several times with tears in her eyes that she had an epiphany upon leaving their mother's home after meeting and speaking with her about it. Her realization was that their mother couldn't fully embrace their daughter she had given up for adoption because she was carrying so much shame about it and couldn't let it go." Let me tell you the other epiphany. The other epiphany is that Oprah was saying to herself, "This is the woman that raised me, and I can no longer trust everything that she says. I can no longer believe. Is there anything else you haven't told me?" She didn't say that in the article, but I can tell you that. That's an important thing. I remember when we started getting involved with kids to get them adopted. And they would say to us, "Be sure to tell these kids, don't hide it from them that they're adopted. Tell them that of all the children you could have gotten, you picked them." And that was, and it is a good feeling if someone said that. "I picked you. I didn't adopt you. I didn't, you know, you weren't discarded. You may have been discarded by your birth parent, but I chose you." Those are important words. Don't hide it from them. I had friends when I was younger. They didn't learn they were adopted until their teenage years. And they didn't like it. All this to tell you, there is a thing brewing out there I don't know what to call it, but because it's, you know, it's not like it's some phenomenon that's happening in a single area. You know, like they found out some new revelation about drug use. This is just something that's brewing in the psyche of America that says, if you continue to lie to me, I'm going to have an epiphany. And I'm telling you, it would be one thing if it was the epiphany that, well, they lied to cover for Hillary. But that epiphany might be Biden's notebook, Hunter Biden's notebook. That epiphany could come by learning that it's Joe Biden that really is the big guy. That epiphany could come to learn that the Biden family really did extort and do things every time they were in another area of the world. Hunter was on task to do something for the family. And I could go on. It could be an epiphany for the Democratic Party that you find out that they really don't care about people. Back to Oprah. She said she realized her mother was stuck because of her shame and revealed that she recognized this because she also wants to carry the burden of shame for getting pregnant and having a baby. Oprah, the woman who basically coined the term aha moment, did not use that term in talking about this powerful and extremely personal story. To describe this profound and emotional moment of revelation about her mother, Oprah used the term epiphany. I think I agree. An aha moment is like, I woke up to something temporarily. It was a little thing. But when you have an epiphany, it's life changing. Let me ask you this. Do you know a Democrat who switched? I know a bunch of them. And I always ask this question. And the reason I ask it is because I understand those moments of clarity. What happens when you hit that moment of clarity where everything comes into focus and you go, now I get it. Now I see it. That's the importance, and maybe that's why the people who flip are revered, because they will tell you, it was this moment that I knew. My good friend, Clarence Mason Weaver, Clarence said, Kevin, he said, man, I was up there, I was a rising star of the Democrats. He said, one day I woke up, he goes, I could have all the women, I could have the money. These people were touting me around like I was the next thing since the coming of Jesus. He said, and I woke up. And I thought to myself, in a moment of clarity, I don't believe a word of what I'm saying. I don't believe it. I wasn't raised this way. I don't feel this way. He goes, I dropped the Democrat Party right at that moment. And I'm going to tell you, this dude is amazing. He would be more well known than Cornel West, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and any of these other race pimps combined. This dude is I've told the story about Clarence. Every time I speak to this guy, I get a history lesson. I get more armament on being a conservative. Not that I need it, but it is a pep talk that you certainly wouldn't turn down. And people don't really know him on it because he's less known than Thomas Sowell and Walter Williams and others, but he is just as profound, certainly to me. And I'm telling you, if he had stayed on the other side of this issue, he'd be filthy rich, but he dropped it all in a day because he had clarity. It was an epiphany that hit him. So I say to conservatives, fear not, folks. Fear not. Democrats are in big trouble. They had a mass exodus in 2020. They're going to have another one. Independents want nothing to do with them. And you also have what's happening to us as we get stronger in our faith as conservatives. So hang in there. It's going to be great news.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.